Играется.
Santa Gemara, today's Alma is Lamed Alma Beis. We are on the second line from the top. Ula ben Zoyma, mimachal, according to ben Zoyma, is an avoid really mechulal. The Gemara just suggested, trying to say, that the nafkamina lahalocha between ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda is if a kohen does not go to the mikveh in the morning, he's still tar, he assumes he's tar, he does not go to the mikveh in the morning, and doesn't avoid, according to ben Zoyma, that the din tvilo was a din meikra, din midaraisa, the avoid is mechul, it's not a good avoid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the tvilo was just as a way to remind yourself to think about tumma. Do I maybe have an old tumma that I forgot about? The avoid would not be mechul. Is that true? Ula ben Zoyma, mimiochel, according to ben Zoyma, is the avoid the mechul? Well, Tanya, we have a braisa. And like the Rishonim speak out, the assumption is the Brayis is going according to everybody, even though technically Ben Zayim is a Tana, and if you do a Tana, you could say it's not, but... Correct. What do you mean by that? I'm confused.
There's no reason to say that Ben Zayim has a Machoikis, what he's doing with Ben Yom Kippur itself. He's learning from
We're learning from Yom Kippur, correct.
Right. So there's no reason to make a new machlokes by Yom Kippur. The machlokes every day was whether you should learn from Yom Kippur or it's a,
or not.
It's just the tachanun.
Correct. So what's I'm not chap what you're saying.
But if I'm answering why it's a good kasha from
why what's a good kasha?
You said that maybe there's an obvious.
Oh, I didn't read the price. Let me read the price first, okay? And then maybe I'll understand what you're saying. V'hatanyo, we have a price that says Koyin Gadol Shaloi Tova V'loi Kiddush Bein Beged LeBeged Bein Avoid LeAvoida. The Koyin Gadol that does not go to the mikvah and is not mikadosh Adayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyur between the changes of his clothing on Yom Kippur, between the avoidas that he does on Yom Kippur. His avoid is still kosher. Echad koin gadol, ve'echad koin hedge, shalai kiddush odav raglav shachris, a koin gadol, or any koin hedge, that is not kiddush odav raglav, does not say tvil over here, does not do kiddush odav raglav in the morning, ve'ovar avoidah, and does avoidah, avoidah subsul, his avoid is posul. What do we see from this braisa? We're focusing on the first half of the braisa, that a koin gadol himself, who does not do a tvila in between his clothing change, avoda changes, is not mechal avoda. So if so, you have a daya, lovan me'adin. So even Ben Zoyma learns up from a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur to the morning tvila of a kohen gadol every. He can't learn up more than the actual kohen gadol himself. The kohen gadol himself who doesn't do a tvila is still not mechal avoda, like this braisa says. No, but the whole mikar of the beginning of the day, Ben as I learned up, was from tefillah number 2, 3, 4, 5 of the Kohen Gadol. If tefillah number 2, 3, 4, 5 of the Kohen Gadol itself is not ma'akiv b'diyevin, meaning the avoid is not mechulol, then you can't learn up that the tefillah number 1, which is all learned up from tefillah number 2, 3, 4, 5, is mechal avoida. No. The kash is not from the second part of the brayso. The second part of the brayso is kiddush daim raglayim. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Rashi will bring down the Gemara later on, the Gemara in Zvachim, that's learned out from a Pasuk. Don't do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Pasuk Avoida. Correct. We're talking about Tvila now, the mikvah dip, not the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The first half of the Braisa discusses Tvila, and says the Kohen Gadol does not do Tvila, still Avoida Osek Sheira. Rabbi Yoel, are we good or am I misunderstanding you?
I'm answering that.
Yeah. Oh, correct. Well, I'm saying in theory, the Rishonim who say, in theory, the Gemara could have answered that Bryce is going to live with Yehuda and make a machlokes. It's not muchach. I think Torah ben Chanano, maybe it's even Tosfos. Whatever. It's somewhere on the page. The Rishonim on the page. Okay, I don't know where. Speak it out. It's not Mistaver. I can't find it now as we're looking. What, Tosfos Rishonim?
No,
but it's not top one by me. But
first place is Shana.
Umi Mochel? of Matanya Kohen Gadol Masabgal LeRav Aryeh Minol the Mesukim Kohen Zomer No Mukir Kerab Yudi Veshem Nav Pshita Leid the Mesukim Guliam. Yeah, okay, maybe that was what I saw. I'll call upon him. Fred the Gemara. He's Lachayr. Even according to Ben Zoyma, we have this Brayso. It should not be Mechal Lavoida. Zot the Gemara. You're right. We have to be Choizer. You're right. Sai according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sai according to Ben Zoyma. It's not Mechal Lavoida. Elo. So what's an Afkamina LaHalacha? Between Ben Zayim and Yehuda, lemekim beesek kamiflugi. Are you over an iser esay? Yeah, avodah is not mechul, but is there an iser esay? Le Ben Zayim koy beesek. According to Ben Zayim, who learns it after makavu choymer, so that makes it a koyach of din daraisa. Then you're over the iser esay of not going to the mikvah. You should have gone to the mikvah. You're over the iser esay. Rabbi Yehuda loy koy beesek. According to Yehuda, there's no iser esay. The whole thing's a tikkun de rabbanon. You're not over an esay. That's nafkamina. The nafkamina is not regarding mechal avoida, because even Ben Azay, who says you're over an essay, he's still, as we saw, you're not mechal avoida. Period. Let's stop it for Rashi before we go. There's Dr. Rashi. Third line from the top. Ben Azay, mi mochel, v'ha mikoyen godo b'yam yekipur mi'alavlo. Ben Zoymas, ho mikor, is from the koyen godo on yim kippur. V'hu atzma shaloi tovo v'lai kiddush b'yam yekipurim. And the koyen godo himself, if he didn't go to the mikvah, kiddush adayim reglayim, ben big dezovlo b'di lovan, shu mishane bo mi'avoyda la'avoyda, k'sheira la'avoyda is still kosher. Echad koyen godo, avoydos apsulo, b'perek shini, dezvochim, yafinim kiddush shaloi rochus adayim reglayim, Michal Avoida, that a Kohen or a Kohen Godel who did not do Kishat Amr Aglaim in the morning, that is Yeh Michal Avoida. Bez Hashem, when we get to Mesech HaZvachim, we'll cover that. The Ben Zayma Koy Aloy Be'ese, Mikav HaChayim in the Kohen Godel, Shal Iver Be'ese, the Kohen Godel, Shal Iver Ne'ese, Kedich Siv, the Ruach Asis Besar Bamayim, Ulevei Shom, so it's a Din Essay, and therefore it's a Kav HaChayim, it has the Isser Essay. Okay, back in the Gemara, around 10 lines down. Umi isli li Rabbi Yehuda hai svara. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold of this svara? Now we're going back to Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. What did the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah say? I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa. I'm sorry, not the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's Teretz. Shrach tfilah hizu, kadesh yizko tumi yishana shabiyot of Yifresh. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Mi ikar hadin. There is no din to go to the mikvah every morning, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, or Kohen going into the Kodesh. It's just a srach tefillah to remind yourself of Tumah Taira. Well, me is the Yehuda high svara. Does Yehuda really hold of that svara? Vahatanya, I really said it wrong. I said it right, but I said it wrong. Rabbi Yehuda obviously is agreeing that that a person going in needs to go to the mikvah. Right, that's clearly what Rabbi Yehuda is holding. A person going in has to go to the mikvah. Is that true? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold this? V'atanya, we have a brayse that says mitzayra toivo v'oyim b'shar nikener. The mitzayra. This is now day 8. He's getting ready for his karbonis, his matan yodei b'hoynois, where they would put the blood on his fingers and everything. So he would go. He would be toivo. And stand in the Shar Nikanar. The Shar Nikanar, we know that was the gate, the doorway. He would stick his hands in. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Be it Mikzah Shmobiyah, Lishmobiyah. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. If Yehuda Omer, ain't it Tzarech Tvila? The Mitzairah? He doesn't have to go to the Mikvah again on the 8th day in the morning. Shekvar Talmi Be'ereb. He already toivled yesterday. Now the Mitzairah already did a Tvila on day 7. And on Harif Shemesh. Now, when he's doing his Karbonos on day 8, Tanakam, the Rabbanan, say he goes to the mikvah again. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. Wait a second. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. The halacha we just tell that is everybody who comes into the Beis HaMikdash, and this Mitzayra is coming into the Beis HaMikdash, be it the Mikzas, okay, let's not get involved in. We're considering it coming into the Beis HaMikdash again, coming into the Kodesh again. You're telling me even an Adam Tahar, even a Kohen Tahar, has to go to the mikvah. So why wouldn't this mitzvah have to go to the mikvah? If Yehuda is saying this mitzvah, he's tar. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah. The Chayyur of Yehuda disagrees with the whole concept of our Mishnah and what we, his teretz that he gave to explain the Mishnah. The Chayyur, Adam Tahar does not have to go to the mikvah in order to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And for the Gemara, Hahu k'detoni taima shekvar talmi be'erev. No, bad question, Zot the Gemara. Bad question. Over there, it's because, look, Rabbi Yehuda gave the reasoning. Because he just went, Lehedja went to the mikvah last night. So he already did what he had to do. the way the Ritva, I don't think Rashi Knesis like this, the way the Ritva Knesis it, but like we saw that Rabbi Yehuda's whole cheshem was Kadesh Yizkor Tumi Yishonah Shabiyah. The whole purpose was you have a person who's tar, who's been tar for a while, or Becheska's tar for a while, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it might be. Now he's about to go into the Beis HaMikdash, go to the mikvah, make sure you really think through everything that happened over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But this guy, this mitzvah, it was a tumah chadosh, it was a brand new tumah he was just dealing with, and he just went to the mikvah for that last night. We know he's tar still. Nothing to do. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need a new mikvah. But a regular kohen, a regular person who's about to go into the kodesh, who doesn't have a tumah chadosh, didn't just become tahar, so he has that concern of a tumah yishana. The chazal were mechayiv him to go to the mikvah just again kidei to be mesim leiv on whether he's really tumah or tahar. Rishonim speak it out. Taisus, Ben Chanano, Taisus Shana, maybe all three of them, they talk about L'chayr, there's other Ukimtas, and we'll even get to a couple more as we go farther. That L'chayr, why couldn't we suggest some other Ukimtas that seem to come out through the course of our Raman? So then, the one who asked the question, why was he even thinking about this Bryce that asked the question? The answer was blatant. Rabbi Yehuda says the spot over there because he just went to the mikvah the past night. So the Gemara, you're right. Mishum de Kaboy Lemir Ma'achriti Aleh, because he was thinking about this Bryce because he had a different question on this Bryce. Not what we're asking. He was thinking about this Bryce because he wanted to ask another question. That what did Yehuda and this Bryce just say? That the Mitzvah does not have to go to the mikvah. Why? Because he already told me about Erev. Frek this Tano. A Mishnah we actually saw as Mishnah a few blad ago. I think we saw it. It's a Mishnah in Midos. I think it was brought down when we were discussing those Mishnahs. Lishkas ha-mitzayroim, one of the rooms that were in the corner of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that this one? I forget. I don't remember which one. As Nashim. Was the Lishkas ha-mitzayroim, the room of the mitzayroim. Why was it called the Lishkas ha-mitzayroim? Shesham mitzayroim toivim. Over there, the mitzayroim would go to the mikvah. That's where they were toivim. Rabbi Yehuda says, loy mitzayroim bilvad amru. Not only mitzayroim would go to the mikvah over there and toivim over there. Elakolada. Everybody would go to the mikvah over there. Wait a second. That means Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing that a mitzayroim does go. He's just adding, not only a mitzayroim, but also kol adam would use his mikvah. That means if Yehuda is saying, a mitzayroim does use that mikvah. A mitzayroim does use that mikvah. Wait a second. Didn't we just say in the Braisa, five lines earlier, a mitzayroim doesn't need a tevil on this morning of the eighth morning? L'chayr astira. As I frack this Tana. Or this, whatever. This Pesmedrash. So the Gemara like Asha, we can answer this Tira. Hod the Tavel, Hod the Loy Tavel. We give a simple teretz. You're right. The Braisa was talking about when he toiveled already last night. We know he toiveled yesterday, so then he doesn't have to be toiveled on the eighth day in the morning. But this Mishnah in Midas is talking about the Lishkas HaMitzayro Mishnah is talking about when he didn't toivel on day 7. He didn't toivel on day 7. He taken needs to toivel on day 8. Fifth Gemara, wait a second. Either Loy Tavel, if he didn't toivel, Herav Shemesh boy. He can't do his whole 8th day procedure of Kerbonis and Bahoinis because he still needs Harav Shemesh. The whole purpose, what he needed to go to the mikvah on day 7. Then after Harav Shemesh, he's no longer a Tzvul Yoim. He's Mechusa Kippurim. Then in the morning of the 8th, he does the Kerbonis, Tvila, Kerbonis, whatever. If he didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, then this day 8 procedure has to be pushed off to day 9 because he still needs Harav Shemesh. You're right, we made a mistake. Ella, Idi v'idi the Tovel. We have to be talking about where he toiveled on day 7. So Hodja Shiloh Duchta. Is Rabbi Yehuda saying this Mitzvah does toivel on day 8 in the morning? Or does he not toivel on day 8 in the morning? Hodda Osach Daite, Hodda Loy Osach Daite. The Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yehuda says the Mitzvah would toivel is that after his Tevilah, he was Messiah Das. Right, well, when a mitzayro and a tamei meis, when they're in the process of becoming tahar, when they're going to the mikvah, they have to constantly keep in mind and make sure that they remain tohor, not be misir das from their tyro until after they bring the korbanos. Otherwise, they're stuck with bringing the korbanos. So that's where, if he was not misir das, so then he doesn't have to go to the mikvah on eighth day morning. If he was misir das, so even though he went to the mikvah on day 7, he still has to go to the mikvah again on day 8. For the gemara, whoa, he also died. If he was misir das, he needs an entirely new Tyra process. He needs to spritch the mechatos, the paraduma ashes on him on day 3 and day 7 again. The Omer Abdu Stoy Bar Mosin, Omer Abdu Yechanon. Hisich Hadas, Tzorech Hazor Shlishi Vishvi. If, oh, Metzoyra, Otame Mace, who was Messiah Das from his Tyra during the 7-day process, he needs to do it over again. He needs to do another Shlishi Vishri. It's not just, you know, let me forget about it. I'll come in, I'll schedule my Google calendar to remind me at 8:30 I should come into the Beis HaMikdash for a spritching on day 3 and day 7 and forget about all the wise. No, the whole 7 days he has to be focusing on remaining Tar. Elos of the Gemara, you're right. Idi v'idi d'loy osach daiti. You're right. In both situations, both the Braisa and the Mishnah, we have to say, he was not Mesir Das. The Mitzorah went to the Mikvah on day 7, and he was never Mesir Das from his Tyra. So we have a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Does Yehuda require the Mitzorah to go to the Mikvah on the 8th day in the morning or not? Ha, a couple of terutzim. Ha, the Tovel al Das bias Mikdash. I do not have a good explanation. I cannot find the Rishonim who discuss what exactly this means. That the scenario when he has to go to the mikveh again, yes, he toivled yesterday, and he was not Messiah Das from Tumah, but his Tvila, when he toivled, he wasn't toivled al Das bias Mikdash, with intention of going into the Beis HaMikdash. As the other braisa that says he does not have to go to the mikvah again on day 8 is because when he toivled on day 7, he actually toivled al das bias mikdash. I don't have a good explanation. I don't know where this chiddush comes from, where this din comes from, that the tvila, or what it really means, really, that the tvila, when he goes to the mikvah, he has to be mechaven, I'm going to the mikvah, hini muchum zumen lekadesh litvoil al das bias mikdash. I don't know. I mean, it's something new I'm learning right now. I didn't see, not on the page, not in the back, not in the ritva. Those are my basic svarim that I use. I didn't see anybody explain this any greater. So I'm just going to take it at face value. There's some din that when you're toivel, you have to be toivel al das bias mikdash. So that's how we can answer the stira between the Bryce and the Mishnah. No, both cases are going, you're not Messiah Das from Tumor. You have to, that's what, either the Eid, either the Loy Asach Daite. Because if you were Asach Daite, then you would need to do another Hazor Shlishi Vishri. So you're not Messiah Das from Tumor, but. Okay, I'm agreeing with you, I just don't know what that means. I hear. Okay.
He wasn't thinking of the Bias Mikdash, so he didn't accomplish that.
I hear what Rabbi Yoyah is saying. You know, it's the best I understand it. I still don't fully understand it, because Lamaisa the Mitzorah, when he's dipping in the mikvah on day 7, what's his purpose? What's his goal?
To become.
Yeah, but he knows he's going to bring Kabbalah the next morning. He's a Mitzorah. He has to bring Kabbalah the next morning. I mean, he thinks he's going to the mikvah the next morning. So therefore, when he went to the mikvah on day 7, he wasn't thinking about it?
Why is he not? He knows he's going to make the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. So that's not why he's going to the mikvah.
Yeah, but he's going to the mikvah to become tahar.
But
becoming tahar and going to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. He knows he's going to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. He doesn't know that. They didn't tell him that. The Kohen, when he was explaining to him the process, the Kohen in his Mitzorah checklist, Mitzorah handbook, didn't tell him he's going to be going to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a hin mukhar mezumen, or?
That's the whole takana is.
Of Tyra, but he knows. But he know he's planning on the Beis HaMikdash, is he not?
But he has to have in mind.
Planning, yeah. Let's assume goes to the for some other reason. He's a cipher. He's writing.
But then it might not be the chumrah of a Beis HaMikdash, so it could be a different level. But the Mitzvah knows he's going to the Beis HaMikdash.
The cipher knows he's going to Beis HaMikdash. He had on his calendar.
So maybe that works. Maybe the Chor Washington that works.
For some other case.
Okay, you know what? It's the best I have because I don't have something better. I don't have anything better than you, so you're giving me the best suggestion. You're giving me the best I have, so I'm going to go with it. But I don't. Okay, the Ibosim, if you want, we can give another Teretz. The Ibosim, if you want, we can suggest a new Teretz. Enichanam, you have to change the version of the Mishnah in Midas slightly. Tony Bigoyris as follows. Loy Mitzaroim Amru Elakol Adam. Basically, taking out the word Bovat. We had in the previous version, we had Loy Mitzaroim Bovat Amru Elakol Adam. You're right, we have to change the gear, so we have to amend the Mishnah a little bit. Loy Mitzaroim Amru. It's not referring to Mitzaroim. Elakol Adam, it's other people, it's everybody else that tells the Mitzaroim does not go to the mikvah. Then obviously there's no steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda is consistent saying the Mitzrayah does not go to the mikvah. Ravina Omar, the third and final there, Ravina Omar, Rabbi Yehuda lo devreim derabbanan ka Omar lehu. Rabbi Yehuda keep the girsa as is. Rabbi Yehuda was just saying, aliba derabbanan, according to you, that lididi, according to me, Fashtetzach, the whole conversation is not. Mitzayra in Sarach Tvila, the Mitzayra doesn't have to go to the mikvah on day 8, because he already went to the mikvah on day 7. Elolididchu, but according to you, who you hold that the Mitzayra does have to go to the mikvah, oidili izi mihas deloy Mitzayra, bavad anu el kol adam, you still should be moided to me that this Lishkas HaMitzayroim, that's named on behalf of the Mitzayroim, it's not only Mitzayroim, it's even kol adam. V'rabonon, and the Rabbonon, so why is the Taka called Lishkas HaMitzayroim? The Rabbonon disagree. No, only the Mitzayra has to go to the mikvah. This comes out, we have a new shita we never saw before. Mitzayra dayish betuma. The Mitzayra, who is constant, he's dosh, he's like threshing in tuma. He's been living in tuma for the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Him is specifically required to go to the mikvah again. Why? Because him, he may have not been a mesim lev, he may have not chapped another tuma that he had. Because he's been living in tuma for the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So therefore we want to go and do nachamol, a mikvah tire, make sure you remember, you know what you're doing, you're remembering about your tumah. But kol adam, a regular person, lay daishi b'tumah, they're not living in tumah, and they're not constantly in tumah, and therefore if a tumah would have happened, they would have realized it, they would have, you know, it would have triggered on their scale, and they wouldn't be coming to go to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't need the reminder, go to the mikvah now to remind yourself. And it comes out according to, as we stand right now, this Rabbonon of this Mishnah Midas is a new Shita we never saw. I'm not going to say totally never saw, but a new Shita that Kol Adam does not have to go to the mikvah. Although our Mishnah had said, Ein Adam Nichnas Lazara, Afil Tor Achyitboil, the Rabbonon of this Mishnah Midas is arguing and saying, no, that's not true. A regular person who's Tor, who knows his Tor, does not have to go to the mikvah. It's only a Mitzayra who, even though he knows his Tor, he still has to go to the mikvah to really, really, really make sure to be Mason Lave on himself. Well, he's a Mitzayra that is still not totally finished. He went to the mikvah on day 7, he still has to bring his kabbarans on day 8. And that's why it's called Lishkas HaMitzayra. So now we really have a new Shita, which we never really saw before. Let's see Rashi. Zog to Rashi. Umi islo de Rabbi Yehuda Hachsvara, approximately a quarter of the way down the Amud. The Masnisin, Sheyu Kol HaNechnosim La'azara Tzricha Tefillah, does Rabbi Yehuda agree with the whole din of the Mishnah, that person who goes into the Azara needs to be Tevil? Mitzayra b'shmini shaloi, ava b'she toval b'shvi, even though he went to the mikvah on day 7, k'dichsiv, v'hoyo b'yoy ma'shvi yigalech kol se'oroi, he still has to go on day 8 and go to the mikvah again because maybe Karbonos when he's bringing his Karbonos on day 8. He'll be able to stick his hands and his feet into the Kodesh to put from the Dam HaOsham and the oil, the Shem HaLug, to put on his thumb, fingers, and toes. Rabbi Yehuda is going to Shitasa. The whole purpose why a Kohen has to go in the morning is to remember an old Tumah. V'zein sorech lekachol. Here he doesn't have to do that. Shari kvar tov alaymish. He already went to the mikveh yesterday. L'chol tuma shalom from every tuma on him. And like when I was reading the Gemara, I spoke out the way they were tva knesh a little different. This is a tuma chadosha, not a tuma yishon. A tuma chadosha. Of course, he knows. He's become. He just became tahar now. Why was he even dealing with this Mishnah? Isn't there a Mefurish reason written in the Mishnah? You're right to ask a different question. Why was his room called the room of the Mitzrayim? In order to stick their thumbs into the Azara. Yehuda's agreed that the Mitzrayim does go to the mikvah, a stira between the Yehuda and the Brayis, the Yehuda and the Mishnah. If he did not go to the mishnah, did not go to the mikvah yesterday from his tzaras. If it was Messiah Das and watching his goof, he'll need a new hazah. Maybe he went into an oil mace and didn't think about it. Because he already went to the mikveh yesterday, but according to you, oydeli mias that what that call them also, and the rabban say no, od mitzayah only because daish betuma oisa tuma hurgal on achshav liga betuma, because he's been living in tuma for the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, so he's hurgal to be touching tuma. Leviga hu bechshash tumois shema achat tvilo noga. Maybe even after his tvilo he touched because he's been so used to living in tuma, not being careful about touching tuma. But a regular person who's a becheskas tayra will not have to go to the mikvah. Zati Gemara. Omer le Abaya. We are six lines on the bottom. Omer le Abaya le Rabbi Yosef. Abaya asked Rabbi Yosef. Neima Rabbonon de Pligio le Rabbi Yehuda ben Zoyimo. I'm sorry. Rabbonon de Pligio le Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonon who argue on Rabbi Yehuda. We are now going back to the Braisa. The Braisa that we mentioned around 12 lines down from the top of the Omer, the Rabbonon, the Tanakama of the Braisa said, the Mitzoyro Toivo Voimeir. Rabbi Yehuda said, Einat Sarach Tvila Shekvar Tolim Be'erev. But the Machlok is within the Rabbonon Rabbi Yehuda, whether a Mitzoyro needs a Tvila on day 8. Ask Sabaya, Neima, can we suggest as follows? Rabbonon de Pligala de Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbonon who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, they say a Mitzoyra does need to go to the mikveh in the morning. Ki ben Zoyma Sfir Lehu, he holds like Ben Zoyma, that Me'ikir Hadin, Midaraisa, Me'ikir Hadin, everybody that goes into the Azara, into the Kodesh, needs to do a Tvila. And the only reason why this Braisa is focused on Mitzoyra, why it specifically mentions Mitzoyra type of Oymer, is just to tell you, the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, even a Mitzoyah does not have to go to the mikveh at all. Or maybe not. Or maybe the Rabbanon agree with the Rabbanon of the Mishnah in Midas, that really Kol Adam does not have to go to the mikveh when they're going into the Azara. Shiny Mitzvah, the Daesh Betuma. The Mishnah, the Braisa, even the Rabbana was Davka Mitzvah, because a Mitzvah has that sort of Daesh Betuma. I'll say this Shaila in another way. This Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, are they holding like the Rabbanon of the Mishnah in Midas, based on the way we just explained it, that Kol Adam, a regular person, does not have to go to the mikvah before going into the Kodesh, arguing on our Mishnah of Daf Lamed and Aleph, and only a Mitzrayer has to, and that's why Mitzrayer Toyev Oyem B'Shar Niknar? Or is the Rabbanon of the Braisa holding like everybody else, like our Mishnah, like Ben Zoyma, like everybody else, that Be'etzim Kol Adam has to go to the mikvah? The reason why they're reading Ois Mitzrayah is only to tell you the contrast, to tell you the argument. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mitzrayah doesn't even have to go to the mikvah. Shekvah Tomei Be'erev. Omer Lei, Shiny Mitzrayah, the Daesh Betuma, Mistaver, that the Rabbanon of the Braisa, who's arguing Rabbi Yehuda, is going like the Rabbanon of that Mishnah Midas, that what only a Mitzrayah has to toivel Daesh Betuma, but Kol Adam would not have to toivel. Again, not like Ben Zoyma or not like our Mishnah that says Kol Adam has to toivel before going in, even Adam Tar has to toivel before going into the Azara. Zog Rashi. Bottom Rashi. Name of Rabbanon de Pligo de Yehuda. But Masnissan Kamaisa. What? That's the bottom Rashi. Amir is at least. Name of Rabbanon to Beligal of the Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnisa Kamaisa, the Tony Mitzoyer Tevo Oimir. Kibin Zoyma Sriluhu to Omer the Raisi Lucholodom. And so the Raisa for everyone to go to the mikvah. The Rishonim speak out, Toysvis, Rabbi Nechanano. The Ben Zoyma was Lavdaf. It could be going like the Rabbi Yehuda that we had on Laman of an Aleph. The point was, it's a din that everyone has to go to the mikvah. Hilkach loishno tovum ve'erev loishno loy tovol. It's irrelevant. V'lav ha'nu rabbanon demasnis in the pliga leva mission the midos. And it's not going like the rabbanon of the mission and midos who held, as we just explained, that kol adam does not have to go to the mikvah. Or is there all one shita? The rabbanon of Yehuda and the Braisa is the same shita as the rabbanon of the mission and midos. Vishani Mitzrayim, Daish Betuma, and only Mitzrayim has to go because Daish Betuma, and that's what Rabbi Yosef responded, Mistam, it's the same Shito, and only Mitzrayim to Daish Betuma. Ad Khan.